This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All righty, time for the vibe check on this beautiful Friday morning. It's Moose, it's Breezy, and we're just checking on your good vibes.
Yes.
Let them rip, Breezy Breeze.
Nico and Steve-O.
What?
Checking in with their vibes. They're really up today.
What's up, guys?
It's the last Friday before we leave for our Thanksgiving trip next week. So excited for that. Love you guys. Hope you have a great day. We love you, too.
Yeah.
How was Pizza Thursday?
Hope you guys have a fantastic Thanksgiving.
I know. This person didn't tag their name, and I'm not really sure what's happening. They just basically said, I don't want to see my mom constantly complain this year. I can't take it. I don't know if that's for the holidays or...
You know
what?
It's probably relatable. I asked the family member you don't want to see at Thanksgiving.
Oh, that's true.
That's probably
that's what they're referring to.
Who do you guys not want to see this Thanksgiving? Tell us why. Who is it and why?
Mm-hmm. Who else is here? Oh, Kathy's here.
What's up, Kathy?
Kathy says, hello, I'm in my good vibes because today I'm going to see Wicked with my husband.
So are you.
I know.
Which theater? AMC? You guys going to AMC? You can't sing. Don't you dare sing.
I'm going to AMC with duct tape over my mouth.
I know.
So.
They actually have a sign. This is no singing allowed. It's a 3-hour film. How are they going to stop somebody from belting? They're not.
I'm going with my blankie. I'm so excited. Ooh, me. So, that'll be fun. Yeah, so what's everyone else up to?
Hopefully all good things.
What about you? Vibes?
Pretty good. Isn't it payday today?
Oh,
it is payday today, is it not?
I forgot about that.
Yes, it is. We absolutely love that. All right,
I never remember when payday is. I just like go into my account like, oh yeah, cool, I got paid.
Yeah, it's bi-weekly for most people. I do miss getting paid every single Friday. That was nice.
I didn't know that was a thing.
Not a lot of companies do that. Wegmans pays you every Friday. They want to make sure that their employees are able to take care of their finances. And I was like, that's good on them.
Love that.
I don't think Tops does that. Vibes are up, Breeze. Like I said, it's payday. It's Friday. I'm not 100% sure what's popping off this weekend. The Bills are not playing on Sunday. They have a bye week.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, yeah, I feel pretty, pretty, pretty good.
Amazing.
I love that for me.
Wicked tonight. Super excited about that. A lot of events. I had the show last night, Wicked tonight.
Uh-huh.
I have nothing Saturday, which is iconic. Sunday, I'm going to Toronto for a concert. It's a lot. You know what I mean?
You're going to a concert.
I need to stop traveling so much.
I don't do concerts on Sundays, like that type of stuff now.
I know.
Those days are over for me with doing a concert on a Sunday. No, thank you.
I know, but it's my girl. I had to go see her.
Who?
Chelsea Cutler. My fave. My absolute fave. So.
Not sure.
I know. I like a lot of like underground artists that like nobody knows about. So yeah. Well, my girlfriend.
I will be doing some writing though. I'm working on that script. Gotta write you in there, Breeze. Haven't gotten to that yet.
What script?
I told you. I'm writing a feature film.
Oh,
I've been working
know.
On it. Yeah, you know.
Oh.
I've been working on it.
Okay.
I haven't got to your part though, but
are you doing it for Moosterpiece Theater?
No.
Oh.
Well, maybe when it's done. Yeah, sure. Just got to make it first.
Perfect.
You can only go to the well once. So this is a project I'm probably going to ask people. I'm going to need a little cash. You know what I mean? We're going to need some funding on this one.
It's the GoFundMe for me.
We're going to get all of the local establishments involved. I need food. I need drinks. I need catering. I need porta potties. The works. So if you can see it here. You can hold it here. You're not looking at me. If you see it here, you can hold it. All right, guys, let's get serious for a second. Let's talk about Spirit Airlines, the Motel 6 of the skies. What's going on with them? Because the question that everybody's been dying to know is Spirit going out of business? Because they did file for that Chapter 11 bankruptcy. And a lot of people, with Thanksgiving being next week, are going to be flying Spirit out of Rochester. And people are concerned. And listen, I get it. I'm going to give you all the details on why this cockroach of, well.
Oh, my God.
Let me get serious here. I'll give you all the details on why this Motel 6 of the skies is going to continue to fly. And don't worry, I'm going to put you guys at ease. I have a lot of jokes coming up with the big story of the day as well. All right, guys, thank you for your good vibes this morning. It's Friday. It's Peaks by Mornings. Big story of the day is coming up next.
Wait a minute. Something's missing. Oh, right. It's you. Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
98.5, the number one hit music station.
It's the question that everybody's been dying to know. Is Spirit Airlines going out of business? What's up, guys? PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy. Well, I'll tell you one thing. They have filed for bankruptcy, this we know. And yeah, there's been a lot of raising concerns among travelers that are booked on flights out of Rochester Airport. And despite the filing, the low-cost carrier is not going out of business. No, no, no. The Motel 6 of the skies will still carry you to your locations. The only caveat is you have to fly the plane. Spirit Airlines is they're basically restructuring under Chapter 11. Bankruptcy.
Yeah, well, that's what you have to do.
Right, and there's a lot of financial losses. They lost $2.5 billion since 2020. And what do you think they blamed it on? Of course, COVID.
COVID.
And the airline is working with bondholders to kind of reduce its debt, but they blame their debt on the struggles that took place during COVID and people not being able to fly as much. So Spirit Airlines expanded into the Rochester market in 2022. And they're offering daily direct flights to Orlando and Fort Lauderdale. In an open letter to customers, Spirit says it expects to continue operating its business in the normal course throughout the prearranged, streamlined Chapter 11 process. The company stated guests can continue to book and fly without interruption and can use all tickets, credits, and loyalty points as normal. I didn't even know they offered loyalty points. This is news to me.
Absolute news to us.
Gary Walker, who's a senior staff member at the Rochester Airport, confirmed that Spirit has been transparent about its bankruptcy filing and is continuing business as usual. We expect no interruption in our local service from Spirit, he said in an email, but Spirit Airlines remains operational and plans to emerge from the bankruptcy process in the first quarter of 2025. So the company also confirmed that its employees and vendors will continue to receive payments with a smile on their face.
Gorgeous. You know, I went to book a Spirit flight once. I was like, oh my God, it's $3, but it's going to take 4 days to get there. So,
yeah. My favorite story about Spirit Airlines is there was this one dude who got sick on a flight to Florida. And a flight attendant started yelling out, is there a doctor on board? Is there a doctor? And a passenger yelled out, yeah, right. Name one doctor that flies Spirit.
I'm dead. No, I'm dead.
Oh, man.
So funny. I'm like, why does it take 17 hours to go to Orlando?
I feel like Spirit is so cheap. They just tape a picture of clouds to the window and drive you to your next location.
Yeah, no, fully.
All right, guys, coming up on the show, tell us the family member you don't want to see at Thanksgiving this year and why. 585-252-9800. Be honest. We all have that one family member we dread seeing. And listen, you want to be discreet? That's fine. You don't have to give us your name. Who are they? We'll talk about it coming up next on PXY.
98PXY is free and always will be.
All right, let's do it. Welcome back to the show. It's Friday, PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. The family member you don't want to see at Thanksgiving. Tell us who it is and why. 585-252-9800. We would love to hear from you on this. I think it's relatable. We all have that one relative that we do not want to see on Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Feel free to change your name too, guys, if you want to be discreet. We got no problem with that. So we asked this question going into commercial break. Gina sent us a text saying, I have zero interest in seeing my brother-in-law this year because he's so full of himself. He's vegan. And every time he comes over, my husband runs around making sure there's enough food that he can eat, and he typically just ends up canceling last minute. He is the worst. Yeah, I can understand. I can understand why that would piss everybody off. Sure, you gotta bend over backwards so they cancel. Yeah.
This person says, "I must say, the one family member I do not want coming over to my house for Thanksgiving is my Aunt Jill. She always comes with one pack of Walmart cookies and leaves with three plates of food and a pocketbook full of canned soda."
I love those people. They bring nothing. Here's a can of cream corn. Let's fill up the Tupperware, baby. Like, I can understand bringing your own food, too, if you're vegan. But anytime I've ever witnessed that during, like, Thanksgiving, it doesn't look right. You have this beautiful, just beautiful laid out table.
Mm-hmm.
With all the trimmings, and then at the end of the table is just Tupperware of like curry and lentils and tofu. It's just,
One of these things does not belong?
Disgusting. It completely ruins the aesthetics.
100%.
And I never understood hardcore vegans either, because they constantly will complain about how miserable they are, but they'll continue to eat healthy. It's like, do you really want to live that much longer?
Right.
If you're so unhappy, stop torturing yourself.
I, like, don't have a family member on my dad's side that I don't want to see. I feel like they're all pretty chill. And if I'm being honest, the only reason I say that is because directly after dinner, everyone's, like, sleeping. Like, we're all, like, passed out. Like, yeah. It's so... My dad's snoring, shaking the whole house.
Oh, he does it in front of everyone?
Oh, he... No shame. My dad does that everywhere. He'll do it. He'll do it in a movie theater. He doesn't care.
Oh my god.
He doesn't care.
No, thank you. See, I'm so worried, like, about snoring on a plane. I've never passed out on a plane once.
He's like, so beat. I've been hunting all morning. It's like, some of us have to work around here.
Yeah,
you know
but
what I mean?
You know what? You're in his house, so.
No, that is true. I mean, he can literally do whatever he wants. And I join him. I go and take a nap as well.
We play a game.
I think it actually pisses my whole family off. Because I like, my dad will just fall asleep on the couch. I like actually go upstairs and like pull myself to bed.
Yeah, that's fine. I get that. I mean, everybody's wearing sweats.
And then I come back down for charades at 7.
We like to play a game in the house where how much can you eat before you can't raise your hand anymore.
Oh, right.
I don't want to see my cousin because the last time I sat down to have a meal with him, he told me I was fat. And then he brought me into the bathroom.
Oh, yeah, he did do that.
Into the bathroom to weigh me on a scale in the middle of dinner.
That was bad.
I'm not letting him ruin my Thanksgiving.
Well, I think you should like want to see him this year because you've literally lost like 100 pounds. So
that's news to me, Breezy.
Okay, you lost like 20, but still, you lost weight.
I haven't seen him since. I don't think.
Well, show him the video that we did.
Yeah. Let's go to intern Jackie. What's one person who do you not want to see at Thanksgiving?
Oh, 100% my uncle, and I want to preface that he married in. I am not related to him.
T.
I am not related to this man.
Why do you not want to see him?
Because whenever he always invites us over, and then he acts holier than thou for inviting us over and thinks he's so great for doing that.
That's tough.
And then he'll go to bed at like 5 p.m. and get so mad at us for being loud after he goes to bed.
Ew, what? This guy sucks.
That's cringe.
Mm-hmm. He sounds like he's really fun at parties.
Love going there.
He's like hosting you, but like you have to like kiss his feet as he's walking around.
Yeah. Quite literally,
like,
yes.
Jackie's like shining his shoes for no reason. He's like, bow. She's like, what?
That's tough. This person, count me out with seeing Cousin Ross. Russ. I can't stand the guy will complain about the food and not bring anything, but is the first one to grab a plate and get drunk.
Yeah.
Michelle says, my husband. He's a Debbie Downer and ruins every holiday. There, I said it. All right, we'll save that one for when we do There, I Said It, but thank you, Michelle.
This person says, my daughter invited her boyfriend without asking, and I'm not excited to see him. There's way too much drama around their relationship, and I want absolutely nothing to do with it, There, I Said It. We're not doing There, I Said It, but thank you so much. That is relatable.
That is so great that she took it upon herself to invite the boyfriend without asking you guys.
I'm excited because this year is the first year... my girlfriend's coming to Thanksgiving. This is the first year I've ever actually done Thanksgiving with a partner. Like actually, excuse me, the whole thing through and through. Like, I've had partners come over in the past and have dessert and, like, do charades and stuff.
Yeah, she's doing the whole five-course thing.
The whole shebang.
Wow, that's
at
good.
My parents. And I'm very excited about that because my dad's side of the family, my aunt is her mom. Like, not, like, literally, but... looks like her mom, talks like her mom, acts like her mom. They're the same person. It's so weird. And my aunt has this really weird draw to my girlfriend. It's really weird. It's actually quite freaky.
Yeah, you got to be careful.
They're very excited to see each other.
You don't want to get too drunk and accidentally slip into bed with your aunt.
Oh, that is true.
then let me finish it off with Katie here. Hi, good morning, Moose and Breezy. My Aunt Rose is coming to my parents this year, and she usually stinks. So we're all very much looking forward to her hugs and close talking. God, this is great. Love you guys. Thank you. These were awesome. This really brightened up my Friday morning.
Simply amazing. Thank you so much.
98PXY.
We did it.
We did it.
We made it.
We did it, Joe.
We love Fridays. Not that we're wishing our lives away. You know, Thursdays are cool, too.
Right.
Everything else can go to the wayside.
Period.
It is another episode of Boomer versus Zoomer on PXY Mornings. This is a game where one of the interns today, it's Jackie, and myself will go head-to-head to see who knows more about one another's generation. Myself being a millennial and intern Jackie being Gen Z, I mean, this is bound to get interesting. I don't want to toot my own horn here, but I did win last time against Hannah.
Yeah, it wasn't her best day, though.
These things
happen.
Breezy is the host of Boomer vs. Zoomer, so let's get right into it.
I'm going to let Jackie start this one off.
Well, I won last time, but okay. go ahead, Jackie.
I mean, but she's the guest of honor, you know what I mean? She's brand new to the show.
That's
so.
You're too kind.
How long are you going to be helping us out here at PXY?
Till they tell me to stop.
She goes, till they throw me out on the street.
You getting paid for this crap?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good.
She's like, I'm definitely collecting most of your salary.
All right, let's get right into it. First question goes over to intern Jackie.
Intern Jackie, question number one. What is bootleg music?
Music that you've pirated.
That is correct.
Are you serious? I didn't know what that was.
What? Bootleg music?
Oh, that could go with bootleg, like, movies,
like
music.
Like LimeWire,
sure.
BearShare.
How did you know that?
Napster.
Context clues.
That is true, Jackie. You're a smart chicken.
Thank you.
You sure are.
She is, and she has no problem showing it. All right, let's go ahead, Breeze. I got my bell.
All right, Moose. What is the name of the South Korean boy band that has taken the world by storm? Literally the most popular, probably ever. So.
I know who they are.
Do you?
Yeah.
Tell
us. It's like a K-pop thing.
Yeah, tell them. Who are they? But yeah, but what's their name?
I know.
Yeah.
The Korean boy band. Kamsomida. That's not it. That is.
You were saying sounds. Jackie?
Oh, it's slipping my mind.
I know, it's not easy.
We've actually played them on this very station.
I know, they're...
And their fans are psychotic.
I know, they're all very
feminine. No offense.
Very feminine looking.
You can't take a stab at it?
Literally nothing up there.
It's BTS.
Yeah. Oh, I was going to say,
TSB. All right, Jackie.
UTI.
It's one for Jackie, zero for Moose.
Classic.
Jackie, what was the name of the popular board game that involved guessing the identity of a mystery character?
Like Clue? No.
Not Clue.
Well, there's also the one where it's like you guess the names of, you like say attributes of the people and you have to try to guess who it is.
That's the game.
That's the game? Okay. Yeah, in that case, I don't know what it's called.
Oh, man.
Are you panicking? You don't know what it is? Guys.
I'm going to say.
The wheels are coming off.
Yeah, guess who?
Yeah, that's
it. I didn't. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
I took a stab at that one. I drank a lot last night. I'm not going to lie.
Was very much so in the question.
Okay. All right. One for myself.
One for you. One for Jackie. All right, Moosey.
Yeah.
On to the next, shall we?
We shall.
Moose. When it comes to the acronym TLDR.
Oh, come on, Breeze.
What does that stand for?
TLDR.
Okay, I'll give you a different one.
No, I mean, I can take
what is the acronym ICYMI mean?
YCMI.
ICYMI. He's writing it down.
ICYMI.
Yes.
ICYMI. In. What does it mean?
What does it stand? What's the acronym stand for?
Let's just go ahead and.
We literally do it on this very show.
We do?
Jackie.
I have no idea.
Isn't that like in case you missed it?
It is. Yeah. It very much is. It very much is. Thank you so much, Jackie.
How did you? Well, that's embarrassing. Yeah, it is a segment on our show, isn't it?
Yeah, it really.
All right.
Is.
Let me see if I can rebuttal here.
Oh, my God. All right, Jackie. What are or were the yellow pages used for?
Isn't that for like looking at people's numbers?
Oh my God. Yeah. She's an old soul.
Yeah. How old are you? 19?
19, yeah. But she is, it's giving 90s. All right. Let's go back to Moose. Moose, are you with us?
Yeah.
You're dusting. It's really not relevant right now. Thank you so much. All right. Let's see here. Which popular video game series featured virtual hockey gameplay?
Atari. There's a.
What?
No. You gotta, like, go ahead, read me the question again.
Which popular video game series featured virtual hockey gameplay? Aren't you a gamer?
Okay, NHL.
Yeah! It's like the easiest one. And he was like, couldn't even get it. I'm obsessed. I'm literally obsessed.
I feel really good about myself right now. I'm crushing it. Let's continue.
Jackie, back in the day, why would one call 311?
I don't know.
Moose?
I'm trying to think back to seventh grade.
Just constantly calling 311.
You would call 311 if you were lonely and there'd be someone on the line to talk to, kind of like a dating. 311 would be a dating.
I don't know what line you were hitting, but that's simply not it. I'm so sorry. 311 was when you, like, before the internet and cell phones, you would call 311 and be like, hey, can you patch me through to Salvatore's Pizza?
Oh, yeah. But you would also call 311 and be like, hey, I'm lonely. Can you patch me through somebody that's willing to talk?
I think that's a stretch.
Honestly, maybe you were calling a different line.
I don't know. I was talking to somebody. I don't know what the guy's name was, but he lived in Vermont. Let's go to the last question.
Not you making your way up to Stowe. All right.
Last question for Moose.
Absolutely terrified. I'm absolutely gripping the edge of my seat here. Which is a popular mobile app that allows users to order food delivery from local restaurants?
I mean, there's so many of them. Like DoorDash, Uber Eats.
We're looking for Uber Eats. Thank you so much.
All right. I'm crushing it this morning.
And so, last one for Jackie, and then we'll wrap it up.
Wait. What's the score?
We're tied right now. Jackie has to get it.
Oh, no pressure.
Jackie has to get it.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go.
And I don't know if you're going to, but we'll cross that bridge when we get to it. Jackie, what was the name of the handheld digital pet that was popular in the late 90s? It was literally a screen.
Yeah.
There was a little pet inside. Uh-huh. You know it, Jackie.
Yes, I do.
It sounds like a car.
Yeah. Oh, I hate myself right now.
I think it's like Japanese.
Yeah, something. I know. And I want to say kimchi, but that's literally a food.
Oh, yeah. I love kimchi.
Yeah.
You got 5 seconds on the clock.
Kimchi.
No, I think the answer Breezy was looking for was Tamagotchi.
Yeah, I was so close.
Yes. And I take it again.
Oh, God. Not you just absolutely smearing the interns. crushing their hopes and dreams. No, they're crushing, though.
Well done, Jackie.
Jackie, there's no way you should know any of this.
No, it's...
You don't need to know what Yellow Pages is. You'll never encounter it in your whole life.
Yes.
So.
Yeah,
thank you for the validation.
Mm-hmm, you're welcome.
Are you going to say good job?
You did okay.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Here's an idea.
Great news, people. Listen up. The gun violence is the lowest it's been since the pandemic.
Whee! Really? Didn't know that.
The pandemic, I mean, obviously, people were not leaving their house, so couldn't really wreak havoc around the city. But since the peak record of violence during the pandemic in 2020, Rochester Mayor Malik Evans says that the city has come a long way. He said we had some of the highest level of violence the city has ever seen. Shooting numbers in Rochester, Evans said, are down to below pre-pandemic levels. Earlier this month, the rolling total of shootings in the previous calendar year fell between 200 for the first time since June of 2020, like during the pandemic. He translates that the shootings are down 38%. People are injured by gunfire is down by 34%, and firearm related homicides are down 32%. These numbers are the only way to, you know, really gauge how we're doing as a city and the gun violence. And you know what? It is hard because you read the news, you hear the news, you listen to what's been going on in our city, and you're scared. And to have those numbers in front of you in percentages is huge.
Fleeky Maliki, where did you get these numbers from? Are you sure you're not confusing us for Rochester, Minnesota?
Fleeky Maliki is absolutely working overtime to make sure these numbers are good to go. He said walking patrol, community outreach, traffic stops, things like that are all things that police are taking measure on and working proactively to make sure these shootings obviously don't happen. So the job is not done, he says. Obviously, there still are 200 shootings, you know, in a calendar year.
Yeah.
So got to get that number down. But it is a light at the end of the tunnel, knowing that they're lower than they've been in, I don't know, 4 years.
All right. And the hard part about this is keeping them there.
Right.
So we'll see what they come up with. But it's good news overall. The question we're asking, if your husband kisses another woman while you're both separated, is that cheating? We have Brenda on hold right now who called us yesterday after the show. And she's very upset about this. She's going through a separation with her husband. Apparently, he kissed another woman while they've been separated for the last 3 months. And she is claiming he cheated on me. What do you guys think? 585-252-9800. We'll get Brenda on with us coming up next on PXY.
98 PXY. See?
We have Brenda on hold right now who called us yesterday after the show. She didn't even say hello. She just went off into a tangent about what happened to her and wanted to know if your husband, if he kisses another woman, even though you two are both been separated for what, 3 months now? Is that cheating? 585-252-9800. Brenda, welcome back to the show. Are you feeling a little less calm than when we spoke yesterday on the phone, or do you feel worse? Either way, we're fine with either one.
Hi, yeah, good morning. No, I think I'm feeling worse, honestly.
Are you? Okay. Tell us the situation of what's been going on.
Okay, so the reason I called you guys yesterday after the show is because I honestly need opinions. I need other people's opinions. I'm not trying to put my business out there. Honestly, I'm trying to stay anonymous about this because I don't really have anyone to talk to about this kind of thing right now because I've got a lot of people saying different things. So
okay, so we'll just go ahead and preface that your real name is not Brenda.
And you will be putting your business out there.
Yes, you will.
Honestly, I need to know if other people think that if kissing another woman while you're still married is considered cheating.
Yes.
Okay. Is kissing another woman while you're still okay? Tell, break it down for us.
Okay, it's a little more complicated than just that. But so my ex, he's still my husband, but we're not divorced. Okay, so we are separated, and we've been separated for only 3 months. Okay.
Okay.
So I found out that in these last 3 months that he has gone on dates already. Okay. And we are still legally together. We are not divorced. Okay. And I found out that he went on these dates and he has been kissing this woman. So he's, I honestly feel like it's cheating.
How do you know he's not doing more than just kissing her?
Well, I mean, honestly, who knows? But at this point, he has been open and honest, at least about the fact that he has been kissing this woman.
Okay.
Okay.
And you guys have been separated for 3 months, you said?
That's it. 3 months. We are not divorced. We are a legally married couple.
But are you getting back together?
Absolutely not. No, we are getting divorced and we are not living together right now, but we are still married.
On paper.
Right. On paper.
Okay.
Right.
Sounds to me like this is more of a jealousy issue.
Why are we talking right now? I'm so confused because, like, if you're not getting back together and you're legally separated, but it still says on paper, it seems like you're just trying to control and manipulate his future, which you simply can't do. You don't have a say in anymore. Unfortunately, I'm sorry, Brenda. You're trying to get him on a technicality, and that's not, I mean, you're separated for a reason.
No, I think, honestly, it's disgusting. It's disrespectful to, like, what we did have. And I want other women's opinions. I know that you're also a woman, but, you, I mean, this is how you feel. But I think that men are pigs, and I want to hear what other women have to say about this. I honestly, like,
oh,
I
no,
didn't
I'm
give in, him permission.
I'm in lockstep with you on that. I'm gay. But, I mean, like, listen, this is just, like, this is all...
Very triggered right now.
Very... Very strange to me because...
Well, here's the thing, Brenda. You guys have been separated for 3 months. You're not getting back together. You don't even live together. It doesn't sound like you guys love each other anymore. Maybe I'm jumping the gun on that. I don't know. But it sounds like you're just jealous. For most people, when they're separated, they figure it out, hey, we're no longer going to be together. I'm going to move on with my life. That's what he's doing. And you're pissed off about that?
I honestly don't give a crap that we're separated. I think that that's just honestly not how it works when you're still legally married.
Okay, so okay, but asking the question right now, 585-252-9800. Brenda's asking the question, if your husband kisses another woman while you're separated, is that cheating? And you guys have no future plans to ever get back together, correct?
Correct.
Brenda, do you know how long a divorce takes? Like, that can take up to a year. Like,
longer.
I have a friend who just went through a divorce. It took her well over a year. Like, I think you're just trying to make sure he's miserable until he's out of your care, if I'm being honest, but whatever.
Well, he could be.
Okay, yep, so that's everything I needed to know. Thank you.
How long were you guys married for, Brenda?
4 years.
4 years. That's not a long time. Can I ask why it went south?
I figure you can kind of assume why.
So
no, I have
so
no idea.
Okay, so let's,
I have no
let
idea.
Me take it. Let me. Okay, then if we're gonna read between the lines here, let me take a stab in the dark. He cheated on you. He cheated on you. Your entire relationship, which classic, obviously, and now you just want one more knife twist. Is that it?
Okay. So first of all, no, he wasn't cheating on me. Oh. It was we had huge differences in finances, and I just it's not going to work out. He's a pig, and he uses me, and I just think that he could at least be a little bit more respectful at the end of all of this.
I love how you're like, I love how you're like, I'm sure you probably know. I take a stab at it. It's like, she's like, no, that's not it at all.
Last time, I guess. Finances was not what I was going to pull out of the hat there whatsoever. No. Okay, you want us to get some calls and text messages on this to see, you wanted opinions on this, right?
I would, and I would honestly prefer only female opinions.
Only female opinions. I'm not sure why that matters, because it takes two to tango, but okay. All right, let's hear from the men on this one today.
Just men. I'll shut my mouth. Not me getting my duct tape over my mouth.
Only men on this one. Thank you for calling up, Brenda. Have a great weekend.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Okay, bye.
That's so tough, because I'm a female, and I don't think she liked my opinion very much.
No, I don't think she did either.
I'm sorry, what?
All right, let's go to the phones. All right, we got Gina on the line with us. Good morning, Gina.
Hi, good morning, guys.
Good morning to you. Happy Friday.
What's up, queen?
Happy Friday.
Gina, do you agree or disagree with Brenda?
So, I disagree, and I'm a married woman.
Okay.
I feel like if you're separated and there's, you know, no chance of getting back together, he doesn't owe you anything. He's trying to move on with his life, and she needs to do the same.
Right. Like I said, she's trying to get him on technicality, and it doesn't even make any sense.
Right.
Right.
All right. How long have you been married, Gina?
So I've only been married a year and a half, but I've been with my partner for 3 years.
For 3 years. And how are things going? Swimmingly?
Things are great.
Good. It's all about communication. Take it from me.
It is.
I tried to do it without laughing. Gina, you're awesome. Thanks for tuning in and calling us up this morning.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. Have a good weekend.
I know.
Sherry says, generally, no. They're different. And she's right. There are different rules for different couples. Like you guys mentioned, if they have no plans to get back together, screw it. Because, yes, divorce sometimes can take years. Who else is here? My ex and I have been separated for almost a year. And he is 100% free to do what he wants, and so am I. Sorry, Brenda, this is not cheating.
This person says, ma'am, you're separated. Does it matter whether it's quote-unquote cheating or not for the relationship? Because it's over anyways. Lady, what would you like the radio audience to do? If it's cheating, who cares? The relationship's been done. Period. This person says, free Brenda's ex-husband. I'm shocked this didn't work out between them. This person says, I don't like her attitude towards Breezy. This person, me either. This person says she's sassy. This person says she's bitter. I don't think that this person takes issue with her calling him a pig. Because, like, I don't know. When you call someone a pig, it implies that they're, like, I don't know. In my opinion, cheating.
They did you dirty.
Right.
This texter, we got a guy that texted in and said, of course, she only wants a female opinion because she doesn't want to hear the truth. She wants to hear that she's right with her behavior, but it takes two. Yeah, that's 100%. Okay. I'm satisfied. Thank you, guys. I really appreciate the messages on this one. So we can just all go ahead and say, no, Brenda, it is not cheating. It's PXY Mornings. Happy Friday.
98 PXY. Meet me at Rochester, New York. Each passing hour, they dance around the clock to the bright tunes of different countries around the world.
Guess what day it is?
Other counties up the Genesee Valley, with Rochester as the focal point.
I want all of you to get up out of your chairs and go to the window and stick your head out and yell,
thank God it's Friday!
Rochester was one of the first boom towns in America.
It's Friday in the Flower City.
Flowers, flowers.
You know what time it is.
Are you ready?
The heart of the city has a booming beat. Stronger than ever before.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Your weekend.
It's really wet out there, is it not?
We're slipping and sliding all around. We really are. As Rich Cornelia would say, it's miserable out there.
It's absolutely atrocious. But it is Friday, so that's the silver lining. Thank you guys for tuning in. It's PXY Mornings. It's Moose. It's Breezy. 44 for the high today. And we got a message from Amanda for Parental Confidential. So let's get into that, shall we?
We shall.
I think we can all agree the teen years are some of the hardest years of your life.
I mean,
most of us struggled through that awkward phase, trying to grow into our bodies, figure out who we actually are. I don't know. Some kids skipped it for whatever reason. It's odd to me.
Especially this day and age, all these kids are like wearing $60 makeup palettes and like wearing Lululemon. It's like, wait, I can't even afford that, but okay, thank you.
Yeah, I'm still going to Aeropostale. Some kids, though, they're really hard on themselves and kind of like our friend Amanda's 16-year-old daughter. And it's got to be hard for any parent to see their child this sad about the way they look.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the message we received. Amanda wrote in and said, "Hi, Moose and Breezy. I've been listening to you guys on air probably since you both started together. I have a 16-year-old daughter. I was walking past her room a few nights ago, and I could hear her just bawling. And I walked in to see what the problem was. And she told me she thinks she's so ugly, she wants to die, and doesn't understand why she doesn't look like her older sister, who has the blonde hair, blue eyes. Whereas my 16-year-old daughter, she has the brown eyes, the black hair, and does not approve of her weight. And I tried to explain to her how beautiful she is and that she's only 16, but I'll be honest, there isn't a thing I could have said to her that would have made her smile or change her mind." And then she goes on to say, "I was absolutely heartbroken. I hate that she feels this way. I know it probably won't mean much coming from her mom,
mm-hmm.
but is there anything I can do on my end? I'm open to all suggestions, especially from parents who have dealt with this. Thanks, Moose and Breezy, for getting back to me on my message. It means a lot. Have a great Thanksgiving coming up." This is tough, man.
This is tough.
So many teens are feeling the same exact way right now that Amanda's 16-year-old daughter is feeling. And most parents don't even know it.
Yeah.
They just bottle it up, hold it in. And when you hear your kid, I'm assuming the alarm bells go off, obviously, when you hear your kid say, I just feel like I want to die every day.
It's really sad.
585-252-9800. Have you guys ever dealt with a situation like this with your teenage kid? What did you end up doing?
Well, I just think it's like so important because these images and these thoughts around body image start at such a young age when you're comparing yourself to your peers, your friends, the people around you. And if you don't look like them, you start to question everything about yourself and it gets down to your self-worth. And, you know, I've been very open about all the things I've gone through with my body image issues. And that started at the ripe age of being a teenager. And, you know, it's crazy because it's so weird. I found a journal the other day. It was a COVID journal. And I was talking, it was essentially a diary, not me reading my diary on air, but basically I was talking about like, oh my God, I want to lose weight. I want to do all this. And that was 2020. Like, this has been a lifelong journey.
Yeah.
And I think what's so important for this mom to realize is like having the conversation very openly and honestly with her daughter, not passing judgment, not trying to fix anything, but just talking and listening will encourage more dialogue around this topic because it is such a sensitive topic. And your daughter saying, I want to die, I don't feel worthy, all of those things, those are valid feelings. Mm-hmm. And I really believe that if you just keep talking about it to make it more normal, that way she's not sitting alone in her bedroom with her thoughts thinking the absolute worst of herself. You know what I mean? And sometimes it's not always like, oh, what can we do to fix it? We can get you on a plan. We can get you with this specialist or whatever. Sometimes it's genuinely just listening and working through it together.
Right. Not feeling like you absolutely have to come up with a way to fix this.
Right. And as a mom, like, I mean, I'm not a mom, but I know a lot of moms. As a mom, that's their job, right? They want to fix everything. There's something psychologically, mentally that you just can't fix. But I will agree tenfold that you are a product of your environment.
Yeah.
And if you are surrounded by positive, happy people that are willing to help, that's going to speak volume.
Kaylee is weighing in and she says, my sister used to be very similar in high school. For her birthday, My mom had a makeup and fashion expert come to the house to figure out what she looks best in.
Mm.
Do her makeup, gave her a bunch of ideas of what clothes she might look good in, and then they went shopping together. It's just some food for thought. Good luck.
Yeah.
So for let me ask you real quick, because you've been very open about all the years you've struggled with your weight.
Yeah.
But even through those tough times, you've always still had a ton of confidence. And you've always been very confident. So where does that come from?
Yeah, I know. It's crazy, right? Because I am a very confident person. Because I'm very sure of myself.
Right.
You know what I mean? And who I am as a person. I've never been super sure about like my weight and my dress size. But I know who I am as a person. And I think I never let my body or my size define me as an individual. And that's way easier said than done. Like, I can't sit there and be like, everyone should just like think about themselves differently. Like, that's just simply not the case for some people.
Mm-hmm.
But when I go back and think about this mom, that's where I really encourage her to intervene as somebody who has been the teenage daughter who has. And listen, I mean, I had multiple conversations with my mom and she was the best ever, but like that didn't take away my issues. It never can take away the issues.
I know. Yeah.
You know what I mean? So continue to have that dialogue and encourage her to love herself even when she doesn't want to or she can't. Because you know what? That at the end of the day, I've learned this in my 30 years on this earth. At the end of the day, the only person you really have is yourself. And you have to look yourself in the mirror every single night before bed or in the morning when you wake up and think to yourself, if I had to live alone with myself for the rest of my life, could I do it?
Yeah.
Everyone you love is gone. And I know it's morbid to think about. But you need to make sure that you talk to yourself the way that you would talk to a friend. Treat yourself like you are your best friend.
This
is getting really deep.
A lot of people are saying the same thing here, too. This is what happens when teens are constantly on social media in comparing their looks and appearances to everyone who isn't real. And most of these models, a lot of these women are photoshopped. And the world is ruining our young women. And it's so sad to watch it happen. That came in from Jen. Holly says, I think the key to any woman being good looking is confidence. I personally feel more confident about my appearance when my skin is clear, my hair is smooth, my teeth are clean, I smell nice, I'm well rested.
Yeah.
You got to start practicing all these things with your daughter and let her know it's the little things that help turn how she is feeling around sometimes. Now, I mean, we have a teenager in the studio with us, Jackie. I know that's weird to say, I'm sorry, because you are 19. But you were
just hanging on by a thread.
You weren't 16 not so long ago.
Yeah, that
so
is true.
Did you struggle with these same issues?
Oh, I struggle with these issues today.
Yeah.
I struggled with these issues last week.
Yeah.
And how did you overcome any of that? Or
it's ebb and flow. It's ebb and flow. Yeah.
There's like higher and lower peaks of it's harder.
It just comes in waves.
Yeah.
I not to cut you off, Jackie, but I take massive issue with this text and I'm going to call you out and I'm so sorry. Actually, you know what? I'm not sorry. You're sitting here writing, skinny girl Taylor Swift in her skimpy outfits on stage does not help with young girls' body image issues. I'm going to like stop that at the door right there because that's not acceptable to sit there and look at somebody because they look skinny or they are thin. I've watched countless documentaries about Taylor Swift, about any other skinny girl that you can pick out in a crowd who deals with these issues just like anybody else, whether you're 90 pounds or 400 pounds. That is not acceptable. We're not going to do that. And I don't know why people think in their heart of hearts that if you're skinny, you don't have body image issues. That's simply not how it goes. And I understand. Sorry, I'm getting very passionate. I understand if you live in a bigger body and you have your whole life, trust me, I get it better than anybody. And you look at a skinny person and you're like, they're so happy. They're having the best time ever. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But that's not the case. That's not the case because you're not in their head. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So, no, well said. I'm going to wrap it up here with Gina's text. She says, unfortunately, many young women and people struggle with looks at their age. And going off of what you just said, she says, even if you are the prettiest girl in school, you most likely may not have confidence still. And I agree that therapy is in order, especially if she's saying out loud she wants to die. But I wish this mom the best of luck. Because like Sherry's saying here, this message for Amanda, a lot of kids cannot see themselves through their parents' eyes.
No.
They just can't. So that being said, reassure her and continue to compliment her. And yeah, counseling may be in order. Not saying anything's wrong with her at all, but having someone on your side, Amanda, is probably worth everything. So thank you guys for all the messages on this morning. I know it's relatable.
Sorry for the passion topic.
No. It's
very,
don't be.
Very passionate.
We'll be right back, guys. It's PXY Mornings.
Every morning is a party with Moose and Breezy. Be a part of PXY Mornings now when you call or text us at 585-252-9800. The number one hit music station. 98 PXY.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, welcome back to the show. Let's talk Spirit Airlines for a second.
How are they doing?
Well, it's the question everybody's been dying to know. Are they going out of business? Well, we'll tell you one thing. They have filed for bankruptcy. We know that. And there's been a lot of raising concerns among travelers that are booked on this Motel 6 of the Skies airline who are flying out of Rochester Airport. Despite the filing, the low-cost carrier is not going out of business, unfortunately. So the only caveat is you have to fly the plane yourself. Spirit is restructuring under Chapter 11, bankruptcy protection. They're trying to manage their financial losses, which was over $2.5 billion since 2020. And the airline is working with bondholders to reduce its debt. They blame their debt on the struggles that took place during COVID.
Right.
A lot of people weren't flying as much. Spirit Airlines expanded into Rochester in 2022. And I think they're offering, there's direct flights going to Orlando and Fort Lauderdale.
This person texted in, Moose and Breezy, I'm flying on Thanksgiving on Spirit. I'm a little nervous because my bag costs more than my flight. But it says I'll be in Fort Lauderdale in 3 hours. Hopefully we make it. It's in God's hands now.
Yes, it is.
It very much so is.
So in an open letter to customers, Spirit Airlines assured that it expects to continue operating its business in the normal course throughout the prearranged streamlined Chapter 11 process. The company stated guests can continue to book and fly without interruption and can use all tickets, credits, and loyalty points as normal. I was not aware that they had loyalty points. Didn't know.
They're like literally on like a punch card system.
Spirit Airlines remains operational and plans to emerge from the bankruptcy process in the first quarter of 2025. So the company also confirmed that its employees and vendors will continue to receive payments.
I honestly feel like once upon a time, bankruptcy was like the worst thing that could happen to you. Now I think it's a fresh start. I think it's great.
No, yeah.
I think everyone's doing it.
Everyone's doing it.
Hot take. Bankruptcy is kind of like slay. You know what I mean?
Save it for there. I said it. My favorite story about Spirit Airlines is when one guy got sick on a flight to Florida and a flight attendant started yelling out, "Is there a doctor on board?" And a passenger yelled out, "Yeah, right. Name one doctor flying Spirit."
Period.
Oh, God. Type of airline that tapes a picture of a cloud to the window and drives you to your next location. All right, guys.
Somehow get you there in 3 hours.
We made it to Friday, and some of you got something you really need to get off your chest this morning. If so, now would be the time to do it. There I Said It is coming up. 585-252-9800. Breezy and I will get to all of your insane and unpopular opinions coming up after the break on PXY.
98 PXY is free and always will be.
Vision 585-252-9800 is the number to hit us up. You can call or text. We'd love to hear from you, especially if you got something you need to get off your chest this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Breezy, why don't we start with yours?
Okay.
I know you're dying over there.
I know. Well, do you want me to do the one I just did and go a little more in depth, or should I do a different one?
Well, for those that didn't hear you, go ahead.
Okay. So I know this might be strange to say, but I do believe that filing for bankruptcy is kind of chic. There, I said it.
Oh, yes.
I do believe that at one point it was kind of frowned upon, and it could have been like one of the worst things to ever happen to you as an individual or you as a company. I'm changing my tune on bankruptcy. I think it's fresh start. I think it's new. I think it's innovative.
You don't have a clue what you're talking about.
I think it's great.
It's not.
I do. There I said
Where's
it.
Where's your dad, Mr. Financial Advisor?
No, I talk to my dad about bankruptcy all the time, and he's like, yeah, everyone's doing it. So it's.
I guarantee you that's not what Todd said.
No, I think he did, honestly.
Okay.
Bankruptcy is the new, you know, is the new it girl, in my opinion. There I said it.
Right.
So if you're filing for bankruptcy right now, there's no need to be ashamed. There's no need to be sad.
Yeah, my buddy filed for bankruptcy. It took him 8 years to get out of that hole.
You're going to be just fine. Someone's going to come in. They're going to fix it for you. Yeah, you're going to have to pay the millions, but these things.
Do not allow this girl to gaslight you, okay? Don't listen to a
thing. I think everyone should file for bankruptcy. There I said it.
Don't listen to a
thing. No, I'm filing today, so.
Brian says, the music on your show this morning literally helped with my bowel movement. There I said it. Oh, you're so welcome.
My bad habits lead to you. Into the toilet.
Are you good?
No.
You're not. You're very unwell
no,
this morning.
I'm not good.
This person says, I'm literally dreading Thanksgiving this year with my family. There I said it. My brother is cool, but everyone else can kick rocks. Okay.
Not my friend texting in.
Yeah, I know, right? It's your old friend.
I know exactly who that is. Who else is here? Who else is ready to spit some hot fire? This person says, I don't understand. People don't understand the difference between sticking it to a corporation / workplace and screwing over coworkers. There, I said it.
Oh, that's a big one.
I'm going to stick it to the man. It's like you left Sally with 13 unfulfilled assignments, yeah. But okay.
Right.
No one's sticking it to any man. The man's just putting it off on someone else. Mm. Thank you so much.
The most toxic man in Rochester just knocked on our door. Who is it, Breeze? Eddie. Big Ed. Sup, guys? Big Ed here, having surgery on my knee next week, but don't worry, I'll be listening. Thanks, buddy. Hey, Breezy. Here we go. Hey, Breezy.
Yeah.
Why did the cranberry blush?
Why?
It saw the turkey dressing.
LOL.
That's actually pretty good. That's pretty
good. Oh, dear. Are you well?
Come on, give the guy a little bit of credit. That's pretty good. Big Ed, keep him coming, buddy.
Jackie's hysterically laughing.
You didn't think that was funny?
Wasn't my top 10 fave, but it's okay.
No.
Right. All right, I guess I'm alone on this one. Saw the turkey dressing. Oh, Ed. You know, here's mine for today. I can't stand all these establishments that advertise their food and their dishes at these restaurants as world famous. Don't get me wrong. Like, I love Bill Gray's. I love him. I do. But Fernando in the Philippines has never heard of you. I'm sorry. Nobody knows. Nobody knows. Is it world famous?
I don't know. I don't even know what that is. Who's Fernando? Never met him.
Great.
Really?
Eric says, if you are separated from your spouse and do not plan on getting back together, then no, it's not cheating. Even if you are legally divorced. There, I said it. Yeah, that call with Brenda this morning at 7:40 was not. She was. I got to tell you, nobody sided with her at all.
Yeah, that sucks because you know what? She was really looking for someone to have her back, but that just simply did not play out for her the way that she was expecting. And these things happen. It's okay.
Somebody said, "Is Breezy serious? Should people really file for bankruptcy?"
I mean, I wouldn't take anything I say on this show as advice, as fact, but I mean, do what you want.
And then Jill.
Dabble in it if you want. You know what I mean?
Jill says, Halloween sucks. There I said it. I don't understand. Jill, are you on a delay?
Yeah, like that was like 3 months ago.
It's November 22nd.
She's malfunctioning.
It's Julia. You can spend your noon hour with me and some of our favorite artists each weekday around 12:30. We do a celebrity check-in with some of the biggest names in music and pop culture. The Julia Show on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
Well, it's going to be wet out there, but at least it's Friday. Ain't that right, Breezy?
That's right.
What's up, guys? Welcome to the show. My name's Moose. That's Breezy. It's PXY Mornings. And I am feeling super conflicted because I found out my new boyfriend spends Thanksgiving alone each year.
Oh, dear.
That came in from Reagan, not me. And I want to invite him, but my dad made it perfectly clear he's not welcome.
Yikes.
So Reagan's on hold waiting to talk to us. This really is the time of year where people are supposed to give thanks and open their homes up to people who may be alone or less fortunate. But let's just call it like it is. It's not always the case. Not everyone does that. Let's get over to our girl, Reagan, who can really use some help on her current situation. Sup, Reagan? Good morning.
Hi, good morning, guys.
We're here to help, sister. What's going on?
Well, I feel so weird coming on the radio. I actually met Breezy a couple of times. She probably doesn't remember me.
Oh, I'm sure I do.
Yeah.
Swan dive?
Well, short girl with bright blue purple hair.
Oh, couldn't forget. Couldn't forget you. How you doing, sister?
Yeah, okay.
I'm good. I was okay if you don't. It was like
no, she doesn't. No. It's okay, Reagan. She totally doesn't.
I definitely do.
What's the deal with Thanksgiving? Talk to us.
So I currently told my parents about my new boyfriend. I'm currently in a relationship with a guy I secretly dated back in high school. He lives in Buffalo, and my mom has known about him for months, but she was upset and rarely spoke to me at first. But since then, she's come around, you know, asking, like, how he's doing, blah, blah, blah.
Sure.
I suggested they meet for lunch so my mom can really get a chance to know him, but, of course, she declined. She said she wasn't ready.
She was not ready to meet him.
No, but I... Yeah. And I get it, though. You know, if you don't know him... You know, he can kind of come off intimidating, but he's a really, really good guy.
Intimidating how?
Yeah, what do you mean?
He has like a ton of tattoos. Some are on his face.
Oh, that's bad. That's
big bad, post Malone energy.
Bad boy, for sure.
Does he have your name tattooed across his forehead?
Reagan.
No, but...
You're a big Ronald Reagan fan?
I don't know why people are still doing that.
It's favorite.
Just tattooing any name on your body, anywhere, any crevice. For me.
Yeah,
I don't think he has any name.
Oh, thank God.
So your parents aren't really into that, okay?
Yeah, and a few years back, he was involved in some drug stuff and got arrested and ended up going to jail for a few years. So,
he's in the slammer for a couple of years.
Yeah, I take it back. He definitely has some names tattooed on him.
Yeah. And your father knows about this too, and he wants nothing to do with the guy.
Yeah, he wants nothing to do with this. It was from when I was it was like a couple of years ago.
You told your parents all this information?
Or was it public knowledge?
Yeah, like, how did... I'm confused.
It was just like he was in the community. It was public knowledge. It was on the news for a little bit.
No, it's a tough one.
Oh, you're dating a celebrity. I love that.
Fully. Not him having his own segment on 13.
Oh, my gosh.
Anyways.
I'm sorry, Reagan. Go ahead. What were you saying? What's the dilemma here?
It's hard because I found out that... my boyfriend hasn't been home in over 4 years to see his family.
Okay.
He typically celebrates Thanksgiving alone in his apartment, and he asked if he could come celebrate with me and my family, and I suggested I spend time with my family first and then go and see him, but now I'm really conflicted. I want him there, but I know he won't be accepted, and my dad won't even entertain the idea.
Right.
He told my mom he's not welcome. I don't know what to do. I mean, how
your
do I
Your dad told your mom that your boyfriend's not welcome.
Mm.
Is that what you... Okay, got it.
Your dad didn't tell you that?
I don't know what to do. No, it's just my mom is telling me that my dad said.
Yeah.
I'm conflicted because, like, how do I convey to my boyfriend that he can't come to Thanksgiving? And should I consider spending it with him instead of my family? We're trying to have a kid with one another, and I originally thought I was pregnant, but I'm not, and I wanted to share the news with my
time
family
out.
With
time out.
Him by my side.
That came out of nowhere. You're trying
wait,
to have...
wait, I just got whiplash. What? Wait, Reagan.
Yeah,
what?
We're trying to start a family together.
Okay, that's fine. Congratulations, but... That is just, there's no context there. You really just went for that. Wait.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to laugh, but like, you were going to announce that at the dinner?
you were. She was going to announce it, right? And then you found out you weren't pregnant. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, yeah. And that's why I'm just so confused. I mean,
me too.
We had all these plans, and then now it just feels like it's everything's falling apart.
No, I get it. Here's my suggestion. I would do Thanksgiving with your family and then have them over for a nice pumpkin pie afterwards, just so if things go bad, you can leave.
Well,
you don't have a whole bird to eat. You know what I mean?
I mean, do your parents know anything about you trying to start a family with this guy that
obviously
they already
not, Moose.
Despise? That they already despise, Reagan? And have you thought
that was
this through?
Be a surprise.
Yeah, what? Yeah. Have you thought this through? Is this 100% what you want?
Yeah, it is.
Okay, well, you know what they say. You got to follow your heart.
All right. Something.
All right, Reagan, let's ask the listeners, 585-252-1900.
I don't believe it's ever okay to judge anybody or judge somebody. But at the same time, you gotta make sure that nobody's going to throw hands. You know what I mean?
Right.
I've seen this episode of Love After Lockup too many times.
I've seen a movie like this before, too. Reagan, we're going to take it to the phones. We're going to ask the listeners what they think. She wants to invite her new boyfriend at Thanksgiving dinner because he has nowhere else to go, her future baby daddy. But your parents are letting you know right up front that he's not welcome.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much for the call this morning. Listen in. I'm sure we're going to have plenty of people weighing in with their thoughts on how to handle this one, okay?
Okay.
But in the meantime, congratulations in being a future mom.
Yeah. She's not pregnant yet, but yeah, good luck.
But you
trying.
May be. Yeah, good luck. Have fun though, Reagan. Thanks so
takes
much.
Takes a couple tries.
Thanks for the call. I hope you have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
And save some deviled eggs for me.
Okay. See All right. Ya. Thanks, Reagan. Bye.
Okay. So, how y'all doing? No, I'm dead.
Somebody, Amy just texted in, no, 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 no. That was it.
Yeah, Amy's Reagan's mom, so there's that. Oof.
Who else is here?
All right, let's go over to Joe says, hi. Hi, Dad, here's my criminal boyfriend. Also, we're having a baby together. Surprise. This girl needs help.
Can you pass the stuffing?
What is going on this morning on your show? I'm dying right now. That call took a really quick left turn.
It's really dark. But you know what? I'll support her hopes and dreams. She can do her.
Yeah, everybody wants their baby's dreams to come true. This guy said, yo, I don't give a crap if Thanksgiving is the season of giving. This guy wouldn't be allowed in my house either. Take a hike.
Ooh, Wolfington.
I mean, what I really want to see happen is the look on the dad's face when Reagan brings this dude over.
No, literally, though. Literally, though.
I like that she just sprinkled that in there. Yeah, we've been trying to help start a family.
I'm like, wait, what? He's not even allowed at Thanksgiving.
Rochester's number one hit music morning show wants to hear from you. Call or text Moose and Breezy at 585-252-9800. The number one hit music station. 98.
It's Moose, it's Breezy, and let's just get right into it. Your entire family almost died.
I'm upset.
And you're so pissed.
I'm upset. No, I'm literally shaking pissed.
When you were sharing this with me this morning, I'm like,
so
you know
mad.
What? I do side with you on this. I'm like, yeah, I guess you have every reason to be upset. And if this has ever happened to you, we'd love to hear from you this morning. 585-252-9800. And yes, I'm also talking to Breezy's mom and dad.
If I went home and found my entire family dead after I tried to warn them multiple times, I would have been really upset. Really upset. Because what happened on Sunday
You would
was...
have to get back into therapy.
I know. Which is already in the works, you know what I mean? What happened on Sunday was honestly quite traumatic for me. And the fact that nobody believed me made me so angry.
Sure.
So picture it. It's Sunday night. The Bills are playing at 4:25 p.m. We're all gathered around watching Josh Allen absolutely slay.
Big football.
My
girl.
Mom has a beautiful roast in the crock pot.
Oh, that's lovely.
It's just, it's amazing. We're all having fun. We're kikiing. We're laughing. We're snuggling. We're just being that Brady Bunch family that everyone knows we're not.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Making a lot of people listening without families jealous.
And And we have a great night. We have a great dinner. And we're sitting there. And my mom's folding my laundry. And I'm like,
yeah.
Looking at her.
Of course.
And my whole family's in the living room. And I'm like, guys, it like smells like gas a little bit.
Right.
Like it smells like gas in here.
Nobody was able to smell it but you.
And my brother was like, yeah, it actually kind of does. And need not forget, 3 out of 4 of my family members have gotten reconstructive nostril surgery. So let's keep it 100. This sniffer could literally work for a detective criminal team as a bloodhound. So I'm like, guys, it smells like gas in here. My mom, my dad, my girlfriend, literally gaslighting me, no pun intended. And they're like, you're crazy.
Nobody was able to smell it.
We don't even have gas in the house. And I'm like, what? Like, what do you mean you don't have gas in the house? They're like, the new reno, it's all on like electric and blah, 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 blah. And I was like, no. Like, it literally smells like gas.
You can smell gas. Don't they have isn't there like a gas, like an alarm that goes off if it detects gas within the home? Like
carbon monoxide. I don't know. I don't know if they're all the same. I know nothing. So I'm like,
nobody's able to smell this, but you and your brother, kind of smells.
Yeah,
it.
My brother kind of smells.
Right.
So I'm like, guys, I'm like actually really worried. And they're like, you're literally crazy. Like, leave. No, no one said that. But they were just like not believing me at all. So I was like, I'm getting out of here. I can't be subjected to this level of discomfort. And honestly, it's unsafe.
Well, what about the pot roast?
Oh, that was great. I mean, we had already eaten.
Oh,
this was like after dinner. So I'm like, okay, I'm leaving. Like, I'm not dying of carbon monoxide poisoning. So I leave and, you know, I'm like talking to my mom throughout the week. Like, everything's good. And last night, she calls me and I didn't answer because I was in Buffalo. I was doing my thing. And then I texted her when I got home and I was like, hey, like, I'm home from the show, like, whatever. She goes, okay, just letting you know, you kind of have a keen sense of smell. We had a gas leak in the dryer valve. I never smelled anything until I walked in this evening and the whole house smelled like gas. I called NESEG emergency line and they came and checked it out. Sure enough, it's fixed now. It wasn't dangerous levels, but it did smell very bad. That was last night. This happened on Sunday. I literally was like, so I told you this on Sunday and you waited till Thursday to get someone to look at it? Are you well? Oh my God, I was so mad. She was like, it wasn't dangerous levels. I'm like, you're breathing in a leaking gas valve.
That's the thing, man. You can smell gas, but when it comes to like carbon monoxide, you can't. It's odorless. It can kill you.
Mm-hmm.
It's colorless. It's odorless. I don't know. Is it more toxic than gas itself? I don't know. I mean, your house can blow up after a while.
I'm no scientist, but like, all I know is that it's bad. And all I know is that I tried to warn my dear, dear family, and they basically told me to kick rocks. And it's so scary because I think I talked about the gas leak in my house. Well, first of all, this has happened a bunch. One time it was my fault,
right,
which these things happen. And then another time it was someone else's fault, and I smelt gas. And I was like, well, I'm not going to light a match because this whole place is going to go up in flames.
Well, smelt is actually a small fish, but I know what you mean. Thank you.
What?
Smelt? You didn't smelt it. You did smell it, though. So here's the deal. Your parents are safe. They're fine, thank God.
For now.
But if you ever smell gas, it's very noticeable. It's a rotten egg smell. I mean, your father's constantly just ripping them.
The same time, though, like the gas, yes, you can smell. The carbon monoxide, I don't think you can.
You cannot. No.
And when you sit there and you tell me like, oh, we don't even have gas in the house. Lies. Lies, first of all. Like, just it's absolutely wild. So, yeah, I'm pretty mad. I'm glad they're all okay. Obviously. But I'm telling you right now, always follow your gut. Always follow your intuition, because if something's wrong and there's a pit in your stomach telling you it's wrong, it's wrong.
It's crazy that this started because your mother was actually doing your laundry in the dryer where the gas leak took place.
Period. I probably ripped the actual dryer out of the wall. She was like, can you go get it? I'm like, fine, Mom.
The whole house slams. Glad they're okay. Thank you, Breezy.
I'm just, you know, I'm Bill Nye the Science Guy. I'm here to tell you guys.
Saving lives one family member at a time.
98PXY is free and always will be.
We have Brenda on hold right now. Called us yesterday after the show and wanted to know if your husband kisses another woman, even though the two of you have both been separated from one another for the last 3 months, is it still cheating? 585-252-9800. It's PXY Mornings. It's Moose. It's Breezy. Thanks for streaming us on that free Odyssey app. Brenda is on hold. Welcome back to the show. Are you feeling a little less calm than when we spoke yesterday on the phone, or do you feel even worse?
Hi. Yeah. Good morning. No, I think I'm feeling worse, honestly.
Are you? Okay. Tell us the situation of what's been going on.
Okay. So the reason I called you guys yesterday, after the show is because I honestly need opinions. I need other people's opinions. I'm not trying to put my business out there. Honestly, I'm trying to stay anonymous about this because I don't really have anyone to talk to about this kind of thing right now because I've got a lot of people saying different things. So
okay. So we'll just go ahead and preface that your real name is not Brenda.
And you will be putting your business out there.
Yes, you will.
Yeah, honestly. I need to know if other people think that if kissing another woman while you're still married is considered cheating.
Yes.
Okay. Is kissing another woman while you're still... Okay. Break it down for us.
Okay, it's a little more complicated than just that, but so my ex, he's still my husband, but we're not divorced, okay? So we are separated, and we've been separated for only 3 months, okay?
Okay.
So I found out that in these last 3 months that he has gone on dates already, okay? And we are still legally together. We are not divorced, okay? And I found out that he went on these dates, and he has been kissing this woman, so he's... I honestly feel like it's cheating.
How do you know he's not doing more than just kissing her?
Well, I mean, honestly, who knows? But at this point, he has been open and honest, at least about the fact that he has been kissing this woman.
Okay.
Okay.
And you guys have been separated for 3 months, you said?
That's it. 3 months. We are not divorced. We are a legally married couple.
But are you getting back together?
Absolutely not. No, we are getting divorced, and we are not living together right now. But we are still married.
On paper.
Right, on paper.
On paper.
Okay.
Right.
Sounds to me like this is more of a jealousy issue.
Why are we talking right now? I'm so confused because, like, if you're not getting back together and you're legally separated, but it still says on paper, it seems like you're just trying to control and manipulate his future, which you simply can't do. You don't have a say in anymore. Unfortunately, I'm sorry, Brenda. You're trying to get him on a technicality, and that's not, I mean... You're separated for a reason.
No, I think honestly it's disgusting. It's disrespectful to like what we did have. And mm-hmm. I want other women's opinions. I know that you're also a woman, but this is how you feel. But I think that men are pigs. And I want to hear what other women have to say about this. I honestly, like,
I'm in lockstep with you on that. I'm gay. But I mean, like, listen, this is just like, this is all
very triggered right now.
Very. Very strange to me because...
Well, here's the thing, Brenda. You guys have been separated for 3 months. You're not getting back together. You don't even live together. It doesn't sound like you guys love each other anymore. Maybe I'm jumping the gun on that. I don't know. But it sounds like you're just jealous. For most people, when they're separated, they figure it out, hey, we're no longer going to be together. I'm going to move on with my life. That's what he's doing. And you're pissed off about that?
I honestly don't give a crap that we're separated. I think that's just honestly not how it works when you're still legally married.
Okay, so asking the question right now, 585-252-9800. Brenda's asking the question, if your husband kisses another woman while you're separated, is that cheating? And you guys have no future plans to ever get back together, correct?
Correct.
Brenda, do you know how long a divorce takes? Like, that can take up to a year. Like,
longer.
I have a friend who just went through a divorce. It took her well over a year. Like, I think you're just trying to make sure he's miserable until he's out of your care, if I'm being honest, but whatever. Okay, yep, so that's everything I needed to know. Thank you.
How long were you guys married for, Brenda?
4 years.
4 years. That's not a long time. Can I ask why it went south?
I
figure, you can kind of assume why.
So
no, I have
so
no idea.
Okay, so let's, no let idea. Me take it. Let me. Okay, then if you're gonna, if we're gonna read between the lines here, let me take a stab in the dark. He cheated on you. He cheated on you your entire relationship, which classic, obviously. And now you just want one more knife twist? Is that it?
Okay, so first of all, no, he wasn't cheating on me. Oh. It was, we have huge differences in finances, and I just, it's not going to work out. He's a pig, and he uses me, and I just think that he could at least be a little bit more respectful at the end of all of this.
I love how you're like, I love how you're like, I'm sure you probably know. Take a stab at it. It's like, she's like, no, that's not it at all.
Yeah,
last time, I guess.
Finances was not what I was going to pull out of the hat there whatsoever. No. Okay, you want us to get some calls and text messages on this to see, you wanted opinions on this, right?
I would, and I would honestly prefer only female opinions.
Only female opinions. I'm not sure why that matters, because it takes two to tango, but okay. All right, let's hear from the men on this one today.
Just men. I'll shut my mouth. Not me getting my duct tape over my mouth.
Only men on this one. Thank you for calling up, Brenda. Have a great weekend.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Okay, bye.
That's so tough, because I'm a female, and I don't think she liked my opinion very much.
No, I don't think she did either.
I'm sorry, what?
All right, let's go to the phones. All right, let me go over to, we got a listener on the line here. Peaks Y, what's your name?
Allie.
Hi, Allie.
What's up, Allie Cap?
Agree or disagree with Brenda?
I have to disagree. If she filed legal separation papers, which is what it sounds like, then it doesn't matter if you're not technically legally, you're not technically legally married.
Yeah.
You're legally separated, which means your lives are completely separate. The only difference is that you just can't get married again. Until you file for divorce.
Right.
Oh, like with someone. I thought you meant with that person. I was like, why would they want to do that? Yeah.
You can remarry the person that you're with. You could stay with it. You can cancel the separation and stay with them, but you cannot get remarried without filing for divorce. But
you
otherwise,
can kiss whoever you want.
Papers,
yeah.
You can kiss whoever you want. It literally said in the papers that you are completely separate, other than the fact that you just can't get remarried yet.
She's just mad. She's just bitter, Brenda. We all know it.
Have you ever been in this situation before?
I have, yeah. I actually went through a divorce before.
What did you do?
Legally separated. We were legally separated, it was... You know, it literally says you're separate. You can't meddle in each other's lives.
Period.
You can't control your personal life. You can't control their home life.
Yeah.
You can't tell them what they can or cannot do or who they cannot see. Mm-hmm. And then one of the stipulations is you cannot meddle in each other's lives. So therefore, for her to sit there and say that he can't date or kiss other people, that's technically going against the separation papers.
It is.
It's not realistic. Thank you so much. I appreciate you calling in this morning. Appreciate that.
No problem.
Have a good weekend. All right, let's get over to Gina on the line. Good morning, Gina. You're live on the air.
Hi. Good morning, guys.
Good morning to you. Happy Friday, Queen.
Happy Friday.
Gina, do you agree or disagree with Brenda?
So I disagree, and I'm a married woman.
Okay.
I feel like if you're separated and there's, you know, no chance of getting back together, he doesn't owe you anything. He's trying to move on with his life, and she needs to do the same.
Right. Like I said, she's trying to get him on technicality, and it doesn't even make any sense.
Right. All right. How long you been married, Gina?
So I've only been married a year and a half, but I've been with my partner for 3 years.
For 3 years. And how are things going? Swimmingly?
Things are great.
Good. It's all about communication. Take it from me.
It is.
I tried to do it without laughing. Gina, you're awesome. Thanks for tuning in and calling us up this morning.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right, well, I'm satisfied. I hope you guys are too.
Hopefully.
By the way, we got a listener that says, my ex and I have been separated for almost a year. He's 100% free to do what he wants, and so am I. Sorry, Brenda.
That's the reason people get
cheating.
Separated.
That is. So I'm sorry. She was really hoping everyone was going to side with her on this one.
And that's simply not the case.
All right, it's PXY Mornings. It's Moose. It's Breezy. It's Friday. Be right back.
Hey, it's Devins, and I've got all the strange news stories that you won't get scrolling your Instagram feed. Starting at 3 every afternoon, right here on 98 PXY.